For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We will get to Dr. Love in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friend. We mentioned him earlier in the show, Trip at Computer Hardware. If you have any Apple questions, computer, phones, watches, or more, please go to Computer Hardware just south of 70th and O in Lincoln. Also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. All three of us have been to there many times. It's been very helpful for us, Trip and the squad.
The watch pairing is what Laura went for, my wife. It's getting your Apple Watch paired. Sometimes you lose connection. They have handled that so easily. It was incredible. So, yes, big fan, free tacos. Yes.
The Perry.
Yes.
Perry. Perry of the watch. Yes. Yes. Thanks to Trip of the team at Computer Hardware go the other day. It's Nebraska's Apple Store, Computer Hardware. It's time for our second ever edition of Dr. Love. And with that, we have to give it its proper introduction. Dr. Love, call us 402-464-5685. If you have any relationship questions, love questions, you need advice, 402-464-5685. We start off with, is this LB? Maybe it's LB in Minden. LB, you're on early break.
LB, fire away.
What do you have for Dr. Love today?
Good morning, fellas. I just want to say, Sip, I'm loving your shirt. You're looking great. I'm watching on YouTube as we speak.
Thank you.
The tube. Good today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, LB.
Bill, my question for you today, Dr. Love. I got a 5-month-old son on Sunday. My wife's going out of town for the weekend. Any advice for a father with a 5-month-old while the wife's out of town? I appreciate the thanks for taking my calls.
That's a great thought. The number one thing you want to do is you want to make sure, and not with social media, just that so she is aware that you have some, that you're out of the house. You have some activities based. It's not just. Oh, did we lose me?
Nope.
Are you still there?
I hear you.
Okay. Everything changed there for a second. You want to have a plan so your wife is like, he is doing stuff, not just the fact that they're in the house or that he's. I know that the kid is safe. I understand that. No, you're out doing things. You've taken him to maybe it's grandparents. You went to other places. You've done something fun. You have a few photos right there, but keep the photos just to your wife. You don't have to parade it like I'm doing this great things on TikTok or something. Just keep it very much between you and your wife. But that's a great a lot of responsibility. But that's what you want to do. You want to be like, hey, listen, I'm on top of this. I have a plan. We have this thing all mapped out. In a way we go. So I think that's a great question.
I think what Bill was meaning to say is that it was a great idea to call Dr. Love.
No, it's a great thing. It's a great idea to call Dr. Love.
All right. There's LB and Minden first up on the phone.
Thank you.
She'll get another caller in a second, but we do have a quick question from Hizzlebear.
Hizzlebear,
Dr.
okay.
Dr. Love.
Okay, the Hiz.
It says, hey guys, so the wife and I had an ultrasound and got to see our baby for the first time yesterday. I want to find out the gender for obvious reasons. I do have two girls, but the wife wants it to be a surprise at delivery. Did you guys find out or wait till delivery day?
Dr. Love, what do you say?
Well, I'm a big waited out. I just go back on that. I know that's not normal. I know that because right now, like nurseries are painted and ready to go, and everyone knows.
Yeah,
and there's a
true.
And then you don't have
waited
the big gender reveal party.
Ooh, be very careful. What was Jake, your deal?
We had the reveal party.
You have the gender reveal, and you do all those things.
No, it was just a baby shower. We didn't have a reveal party.
No.
That was not a reveal.
So I'm not a reveal party at all, but that's just me. I like it. I think it should be one of the things, like, all of a sudden, old school, 1965. Hey, what'd you guys just have? Boom, what do we got?
Dr. Love is old school.
Yeah, so that I might be just a curmudgeon on that.
No,
but I think just old school. I think not knowing, I think, is the way to go. If any option of it, that's always the way to go.
All right, we go back to the phones. We have a second call for Dr. Love. This is Jay. Jay, you're on early break. What do you have for Dr. Love today?
Hey, Dr. Love. Jay in Denver here.
Denver, thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to get your take. I know you're a guy who's moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. I got married last year, and my wife is from Denver. And we're both on the same page of us wanting to raise our family somewhere else.
Okay.
Somewhere outside of the city. So just wanted to get your take on how you kept the family close and just, like, keeping your relationship up through the stress of moving to different places and moving around.
That's a great question like that, and I appreciate that.
The big
thing is to create energy and excitement for wherever the place that you're going to. Everything's always, because there's, I always use the term redeeming qualities, and every place you go or every plan you have has redeeming qualities. The first thing when you talk about we want to move or to a different spot, we're going to raise them in a different place, we're going to stress, the first thing can be, it's got this problem. Every place has incredible positives.
You sold Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yes, yeah, right there. It's like, what's great about this? Well, I can list several things that is like, okay, didn't know this. So you want to sell the sizzle right away like that. Like, what are the redeeming qualities of the area that you're moving to and why you're doing it? There's always going to be some sort of a not really a setback. There's always going to be something that's not there. But you've already decided that maybe that Denver is not inner city / wherever you're at in Denver is not your choice. And so you want to move on to a different spot. So pick out all the positive parts of it and focus on that phase. Then the negative part doesn't hit you as much. It's the same way. Anytime you talk about people, you do the same thing. Talk about their redeeming qualities right away. Hey, do you know Steve Sipple? Yeah, you mean the journalist of the year? Yeah, I do.
He's got a lot of problems.
Hey, thank you, Jay.
That is good. Great question, Jay. Well, real good advice.
The positives, advice. The redemeeing qualities of everything. Anything else on the text line, Jack? We have calls.
We got another call, but before that, in between calls, Phil in Lincoln says, recently divorced, mid-30s, where should I go to find love, Dr. Love?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I would say that, you know, me and Steve did it old school like that. Went out.
We did?
We did. We went out.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we went out. We left the house. That's the one thing I used to always say. Like that. Well, chance of me meeting somebody here to stop by my apartment is pretty slim.
What about Madsen?
So you better get out.
Ooh, Madsen's a good choice,
go to Madsen's,
too.
See Sarah. But now...
See other women.
Don't see Sarah.
Because Sarah is taken.
No, Sarah for advice.
She's married.
Yeah. Sarah's the... you missed that one completely. We've talked about how Sarah can lead you
Sarah
down.
Is taken.
But now that's a great question. And I think this is the one time when you want to go with newer times. I think you want to have like that, whether it be a website, a dating website, a match.com, one of the easier ones now.
Tinder
or different ones. Hinge.
Yeah. Hinge.
So different ones of that nature. I think there's one that you can connect with like that maybe has more to it than just, okay, I just looked at him and did whatever to talk to this person. But I think you do want to, that's the way it is now. That's how you meet people now.
So you suggest both.
I would suggest both. Get out of the house. Always like that. Be at events. Be whether you be at social events, you be at church, you name it. Just get out of the house. But the next thing is like that. Don't be afraid that and don't be afraid of one thing like that. Oh, my buddies are busting me because I'm on Match.com. Just tell them to shut up. Not that. No, because there's people meet people in different fashions. Do your own thing, and then also gives you a chance to have a chance to, I mean, the numbers out there are way different, and there's people in your same situation.
Oh, God.
So it adds, so you're in the same situation.
You'll be fighting them off here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Keep your head up.
Yeah.
Another phone call
coming
in.
You'll be fighting them off. There's a lot of elements.
Hey, the kicker is that you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
going to have to make some choices.
Every time that I had a job that went, that maybe a current job didn't go quite the right way or something happened and it sent me to a different job, you know what it did every time? It got better.
Yeah.
It got better. Yeah. So that's all you have. This is an opportunity for you.
You may not need Match.com.
No, the breakup is an opportunity for you.
Let's Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tony is our third caller. Tony, you're on early break. What do you have for Dr. Love today, Tony?
Hey, Bill. Well, first off, I just love to say I love the show, guys. My question is, so, Bill, I've been in the Army for 19 years now.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, throughout this time, I've missed about half of my wife's birthdays. And unfortunately, here in a little bit, I'm going to miss Mother's Day and her birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, and this woman has been the rock of our family. She has to deal with the kids, the house, the pets, everything while I'm gone. How can I best show my love and appreciation for this woman while I'm going to be gone over her birthday?
Boy, it's a big problem.
You're earning your money right now,
yeah,
Dr.
Yeah,
Love.
Absolutely. Yeah, this one is real. First of all, like I said, thank you. Obviously, she has great respect for your job, and we as a country do for all the military that you're doing. But that is, my suggestion would be, if you have something planted, which means notes, a gift, a thought, something in the house that's planted. So, you know, like on Mother's Day, when you're gone, you say, hey, do me a quick favor. Go to the closet and move the red box. And all of a sudden there is photo of you and her from 15 years ago.
Oh my God,
with
Dr. Love.
With a note written on it or something. So when you're gone and just all of a sudden flowers show up, anybody can do that. It doesn't show a lot of prep. So what you want to show at this time is prep.
God,
you want to show that you've done
advice.
Something to get that this is all set up ahead of time. And Dr. it doesn't
Love.
Have to be much. But if all of a sudden it's like, hey, by the way, underneath the seat of your car on your birthday, reach underneath there at that. There's going to be a box underneath there. And you pull that out, and it's something unique, maybe something from your first date, or there's something that a remembrance thing that pops up.
Doesn't you have to buy? You don't have to buy it.
No, you're not looking at something that's got to be this.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution, so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That changes her day. That changes her day. So that would be my best advice is prep will change everything, and she will be ecstatic. For like, my husband thought about this months ahead of time, had this, and this plan, and away you go, and you'll be a hero like you're a hero in our eyes already.
You might have a new career path.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
I appreciate the advice, guys.
Absolutely.
Right, there's
this
Tony.
Is Dr. Love.
Tony.
That was Dr. Love.
That was good advice.
They
from
call
Dr.
him
Love.
Dr. Love. That was
anything
beautiful.
The text line, Jake.
Yes, Jared says, Jared Nashville says, Bill, can you talk me through a date in an earpiece? This is gold right now. I need you like in my ear at all times.
I would love that to be like,
Bill would be good at that.
He would. Okay, come on, say this.
Where are you guys at right now? You walking into the restaurant? Okay, nice. Okay. I would love to be part of that whole thing. Hey, oh, Hey, get out. Get out of there right now. Go to the bathroom. Fake go in the bathroom. Get out of there. Get out of there. I got to talk to you.
Why?
You've made a big error. We're going to have to double back on this one. Get back out of this conversation. Get out of this conversation right now. It'd be so much fun.
In your ear. In an ear. That would be amazing.
Maybe it can be some set of setup. Maybe we're like, if they have a first date and and we meet them, the stool goes and meets them, you know, down at Duffy's. Okay, let's sit down. Let's talk about where this thing's going a little bit. See if there's any electricity or not.
You ask a lot of questions.
Couple texts on the text line still. Someone says, is a Lenten fish fry an acceptable date spot?
I don't know Dr. if Love? You could get a better one. I don't know if it's incredible is what it is. Yeah. Oh, because fish fries. Now, do some thinking. Here's my deal on that. Get outside of town. Get to a smaller town, but do your research. I went, remember my first year here, I went to Fish Fries every Friday. I went out of town to do different ones.
Bees.
That's a touchy subject. But yes, you are Bees closed. But you are 100%. I don't know if you can have a better one because everyone goes. The fish fry is great, and don't push back on this one either because I'll be going with Mossman here next week. Or next Friday we're going out to I think it's to Cathedral, but. The churches also are incredible. In the basement of a church for a fish fry, they got beer, fish. It's
who's
incredible.
Not happy to fish? Who's not?
And that's everyone you talk to is happy. And you naturally have and you sit at big tables with random people.
Yep.
So you have natural conversation right away. So it's just not the two of you right there locked in.
Oh God,
You've nailed it. I'm telling you what a brilliant idea. Anything else?
We got some more.
Sanderson says, okay, on the last one regarding with Tony, he said, you went on a different level. Amazing advice from Sanderson.
Really good.
To Tony.
Sandy. I mean,
I'd like to have Tony check. If Tony checks back in with us, just kind of see how things go.
Good idea.
Obviously he's heading out for a while.
Any more for Dr. Love?
We'll wrap up with this one before we get to the game show. Money in Kansas says, maybe you've answered this already, but the dreaded question, how do you answer this? Does this outfit make me look fat? What do you say?
I think the first thing is have a little bit of fun with it. Say, well, a little bit. You know, just have some fun with it a little bit. Start off with like that. No, I'm just careful. Kidding. That was sarcasm, Steve. Jesus. Steve's like, oh, no, I know.
Careful.
I'll make you look fat. First of all, you don't even answer. You just kind of do it, whatever. No, you look out. You don't even really, if one thing, first thing, don't stop and look. You answer the question right when it comes out. Like, do I look a little heavy in this outfit like that? You just go, whatever. You look incredible. Do not do the hang on. Kind of size it up look. And then because then there's a chance whatever you say, your face doesn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that.
Good advice, Dr.
You don't want that. You don't want your face saying something that you're no. It's like right away. It's no matter what. It's like you answer that question so fast. Maybe look fat. No chance. Stunning. I hope you were gonna wear. Incredible. Then you just move on from it. You don't double back on it. Away you go.
It. You nailed it.
Way you go.
That was a wonderful segment of
They Call Me Doctor.
What a song.
They call me Doctor.
Thank you, Ellie.
I've got the cure you're thinking of.
Well, thank you for all the phone calls and texts for Dr. Love.
It's
on
incredibly
a Friday.
That was phone calls.
That was fun. Yeah. Three good calls there.
This could grow. We could go longer if you want.
I think in June now, we're not going to have much going on. CWS gets over, we're looking at about a.
What's wrong with a full hour of Dr. Love?
That'd be kind of fun. All right, a lot of advice.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That'd be fun.
Well, I mean, you could say, well, we'll have a full hour of Dr. Love. I bet the phone lines would be jammed.
Well,
I like it.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is a film Friday. And our topic is TV show characters. I'll give you the characters. You tell me what show that is from.
Yeah, 70s?
I can't. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if old
shows
are on there.
I don't watch
TV.
So.
Well, but if it's 70s, we'll be okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
These are all shows that people should have heard of, I believe.
Dr. Love might know some of these. I'm going to start calling you Dr. Love.
No, we're not.
If you think you know...
Come on, Dr. Love.
TV show characters, call us right now, 464-568-5. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dig down, Sip and Bill and trivia. The record on the week is 2-2, going for a winning week today.
We need this.
TV show characters. I'm not going to give you the decade or when. These are all shows that are somewhat popular, I would say.
Great.
People.
Great.
We have, Henry. Henry, how do you feel about TV show characters today?
Oh, we'll give it a shot.
All right. Well,
Henry, thanks for calling in.
Bill is a lifeline for one question. Henry, first question to you. What TV show had Pete Campbell, Roger Sterling, and Don Draper among its characters?
Damn it, Jake.
God. You know it, right?
This is for you, Henry.
I mean, I know, but I can't say.
Oh, I'm kind of thinking the same. I'm freaking out.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
We have five. Shows. Four. Three, two, you're passing, Henry. One?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, all right. No guess.
Jake loves the show.
I can't believe I don't know this is from the, it's in the 70s, right, Jake?
No.
Wait, yeah. It was, yeah. Okay, it was, I can't give you hints.
No, don't give me hints.
But I'm giving you a hint, so.
Yeah, easy. Just.
It was the show was based like in the 70s as their advertising firm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now I might get it.
They did the Coca-Cola one thing late, if I remember right, wasn't it?
5 seconds, you want to steal this.
I think we're going to pass.
Okay, that'd be everything Bill said was correct. Mad Men. It's based in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, it was based.
Based, yes.
Yeah, it was. Based. Yeah, the show was from the 2000s.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
It was based in the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
All right, 0-0 tie. Sip, first question.
That's typical of me to know all the stuff and not the answer.
What TV show had Ron Swanson, Leslie Knope, and Andy Dwyer among its characters?
Oh, I think Andy Dwyer seems like a dead giveaway. Is that The Office?
That would be Andy Bernard in The Office. This is a different Andy. Do you want that one, Henry, or not?
Bill, did you know it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, never
saw. Brilliant!
I wasn't a Parks and Rec guy, but what a god. It's not egregious. It really isn't.
Never saw one episode.
You'd like that show.
Really?
Okay. You like The Office. It's very similarities to The Office. Okay. For the win, last question, Henry, what TV show had Charlie Kelly, Dennis Reynolds, and Mac as its characters?
It's Always Sunny. Yeah.
I had that.
Brilliant.
Dang it. Oh, I had that.
It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is the answer. Congrats, Henry. We'll get your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win.
How we didn't? How I couldn't say Mad Men when I could describe the entire show.
I know. Now that's tough. That's where we blew this because we both knew it and we didn't come up with it.
Yeah.
Last question. You've lost the game.
I mean, I don't know if that's a brain cell issue. Yeah. It really bothers me. We're slipping a little bit.
No, you're not. You went 2-3 in the week. That's not bad. And it wasn't 0-5.
I think it was sleep.
Deprivation.
I didn't get much sleep last night.
What TV show had Claire and Phil Dunphy, Cam and Mitchell as its characters?
Yeah, easy. Modern Family.
Great
show. Brilliant.
Great show.
Modern Family had 11 seasons. How many episodes did it have?
I don't do this. This is a this is tricky. Math.
322.
I don't know. Over 11
seasons.
Episodes.
Bill says 322. Under.
I'll just say a little over.
250.
Okay. Good guess. Good guess, Bill.
Not bad.
Good guess.
A little lower. Yeah.
Nice win by Henry today. But
Henry.
You know, it's always
a really bad loss for us, though. Yeah. If you really just break it down.
Break it down. Yeah.
We should have got Mad Men. We both knew it. You've had it before.
I have.
This might be number three, actually.
On Mad Men. I've done a different show. But Mad Men has been a question in some capacity before in the past.
Kind of song of the day. Plays them over a lot.
Today was Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. High scores on that.
You also be able to catch that on Christmas Eve next year. Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. That'd be the great poll. Imagine you flipped open the hymnal. Three Dog Night.
Which version? Three Dog Night.
Would you do the Three Dog Night? Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Hour three is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week.
Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.